It is the time, 11:11 on Thanksgiving. I just want to say thank you, Lord, for listening. Thank you, Lord, for being here. Thank you, Lord, for supporting us when we didn't support ourselves. Thank you, Lord, for knowing what we need, pushing us to where we need to go, having us stay focused, stay tunnel vision, to be able to move forward with positivity, with no fear, and to know that you have our back. Even though tomorrow's not guaranteed, even though we don't know what could happen tomorrow or who we could not have happen tomorrow, but it is time to ask for forgiveness and give the thanks that the Lord deserves for being here, being present, being, you know, patient, and keeping us hopeful, keeping us in his own mind, and never giving up, never pushing us aside or pushing us away. You know, we pray because we want to, and we feel his power. We want to feel his strength. Don't pray when you feel like it. Every day, every moment is an appointment with the Lord. Every day is just a regular conversation. It could be out loud, or it could be, you know, inner thoughts, but be thankful that you have those thoughts. Be thankful for the journey that, you know, we're on all together, that pushes us every day to get up every day, to provide for our families every day, to want to, you know, educate ourselves, whatever it may be. It is the push that we always do need from the Lord. And even though we might not see it, even though we might not believe it, those who have little faith will soon, or can soon, see if you just believe. Sometimes you just have to stand still and just focus and put your heart into it. Jesus doesn't take bullshit. Neither do you. So why should you give him bullshit if he doesn't give you bullshit? In God's mind, anything's possible. In God's world, anything can be possible. So why can't we have the same insight? Why can't we have the same mentality? Why can't we strive to be living like Jesus, thinking like Jesus, seeing like Jesus? For all, he is the greatest leader who has ever lived. You know, God is in control, and therefore in everything I can give thanks. He is the blueprint of life. Though he may not have ended up in the way he wanted to, it was still the path and journey that he needed to take. Not all of us can do great things like him, but at least we can start by doing the little things with great love, with great passion. It isn't easy, but God makes it look easy. But God knows that among all the nations, among all the people, among all of the things that He has created, there's nothing better than, you know, being alive and seeing and feeling the love of God, the strength He gives, the miracles and blessings that He will constantly do for us day in and day out, hour by hour, minute by minute, second by second. He is always the best version of Himself in anything. Yeah, there's some days that are gloomy, some days that, you know, it's raining and we feel His pain. We see His hard work. We appreciate the nature around us and the people that surround us. You know, sometimes praying doesn't have to always be asking. You know, it can also be a time to give thanks and give blessings back. Just as much as we receive, why not give? This world, this kingdom, this life, you know, our one soul that we have, just continue to believe. Don't be ashamed. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be scared. Don't have any negative thought. Remove any negativity and ask Him to fulfill that with positivity. Just listen to the sound of my voice and feel the word of the Lord. Hear the words of the Lord. As you continue to listen, I just ask you to listen with an open mind. As God is everywhere and God is present, be open to everything that He seeks and discovers for you. Be open to the path that is designated for you. It has put time and has crafted and has taken hourless, timeless days to go ahead and push us in that direction. Life is saying, I can, and you will. It is simple. You just have to have the right mindset, the right support. With a good heart, anything is possible. With a good heart, it's like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. A broken spirit can't push and look and see the right way as someone who is holy and is with the Lord. He knows we're not all perfect. He knows that we can't always do right. We don't always think right for ourselves. That's why He's there for us. He's there fighting right in front. He is not in the back hiding. He's not, you know, waiting for the day to be over, waiting for them to leave. No, He's there facing what he needs to face, facing it for us. And that love should be not taken for granted. Dwell in love, and then you dwell in God. And every spirit in this world, I just wish that we will continue to share and spread that love, that gratitude, that patience with each other. As much as we trust in God, we should try at least to trust in one another. Hopefully that will go a long way in just by the grace of God. It's no better. And with that said, I just want to say thank you guys for listening, being part of my little Thanksgiving prayer ritual, my little Thanksgiving give back as we approach this wonderful day. And whatever we do, however we do it, God is watching. He is establishing his presence. He's there at every second. So with that said, let our guard down. Let us just give thanks and hold hands with each other and give a hug. You know? And with that said, I hope everyone's bellies are full. I hope everyone enjoys every bite of every meal that they go and eat today. For I am about to go do the same. With great grace, with great positivity, and with a great mind, thank you again. Appreciate you. God bless.